p.m. on the East Coast. Broadcasting from the More Like Radio frequency. This is the Fifth Circle.
Dude, Larry, it's awesome being in the 1%.
We reject that message.
It's so great to be in the 1%. Dude, don't knock it till you try it. I literally went jet skiing and got blown twice yesterday.
Does he wear a condom when he fucks you?
No.
That a girl.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, condoms are for faggots.
Hey, listen, Alanis Morissette song.
What?
Well, we're trying to get a condom.
I have no ass.
You have no ass.
I've always been told I have a good ass.
Yeah, you're lacking.
Hold on, I'll take my pants off.
No, whoa! Jesus Christ! He's actually no! No! He's taking his pants off!
My pants is the rest of the show.
Fucking hell, I'm leaving. So.
Really? Really? That's how we're kicking it off.
Woo!
Is this a replay?
No, we're live.
Are we live?
The Fifth Circle.
That's right, folks. It's the Fifth Circle live. It's April 23rd.
What? No, it's not.
Is it not good to do that?
It is July 4th, my friend.
2012.
The date? No, 2013. The day Bill Pullman saved us from the aliens.
Is it not a good thing to... to convince the audience that
No, we are live. We are here in flesh. We are rocking it. By the way, first off.
And be grateful. Otherwise, it would have been a 360 by 420 replay.
Yeah, so, you know, you're welcome.
First of all.
Can we start with something that I think is on everyone's mind? Hey, Dark Fox, how about a new Previously On?
Yeah, bro. How lazy are you?
Come
Not two
on.
Months. We haven't had a Previously On.
Come on, dude. In like 3 months.
That's embarrassing.
Come on.
It's embarrassing, Dark Fox, dude.
Get on it, bro.
He's lucky he has his own show because I would have fired him.
No, yeah, and Hooter. Yeah, he's not doing anything for Hooter and Greenway, that's for sure. So come on. Oh,
just,
my God.
You know what, man? Just stop trying to be asleep at the wheel, Dark Fox.
So do we want to talk about things that have happened since we've been off air?
Well, let's do the intro first. It's the Fifth Circle coming at you live. Yeah. I am Mersh, and with me, of course, is Lynch and Taco Bob.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Taco Bob!
Yeah. You ever, like, go out and get, like, you know, so wasted that, like...
I hate you.
And you're, like, smoking weed with, like, you know, people, and you're like, a rock guy.
rock guy.
But really, the truth is that, like, I have 3 kids, and I'm 50. And I have to buy, and I can't afford to go out and smoke weed because I have to buy health coverage outside of the station. Because Cox Media doesn't give you good health coverage.
Oh.
Just to pay for it with his live remote money. So anyway.
I thought we just and, hit the
yeah,
post.
Coming up, it's smells like something or other by a band called Nirvana.
Am I saying that right?
I've never heard of them. Poor Taco Bob. All right, we're not going to rehash last night.
But anyway, welcome. I mean, welcome, guys.
Welcome back, all 11 of you on 4th of July.
There, it is the 4th of July.
Beautiful for space. Dicks.
I'm just going to let her do the whole song.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh. Anyway, it is the 4th of July.
Keep going.
As I told Mersh earlier today, the 4th of July is the only time white neighborhoods sound like black neighborhoods.
That's true.
So, happy that, guys. I mean, we're not in real danger. Don't worry. We still don't lock our doors or anything. It's not that bad.
Yeah, except once in a while when some idiots in Europe screw up.
Yeah, then, okay. Yeah, well then. But, what do you want to start with, Mersh? Because there's so much going on.
I don't know. I'm so
bro.
Excited. There's so many exciting things going on.
How's your back?
In the news, it still hurts.
By the way, Mersh has been walking around this house like a 97-year-old woman.
I literally threw out my back by coughing. So you know you're at a, fucking peak physical condition.
Yeah, he was standing outside and he coughed and all of a sudden he goes, ah! Oh no! And he was limping around.
I coughed.
You witnessed it?
Yeah.
I coughed and I immediately threw my back out and fell over.
Uh-huh.
And an hour later, MSNBC blamed it on George Zimmerman.
No, but normally when Mersh sneezes, he tears his ACL. So it's weird.
It's true. But he heals in like 3 hours like Adrian Peterson. I'm fine. You know, I really am the Kevin Nash of fucking of everyday life.
Well, it is the 4th of July.
What is that? Is that a significant...
Then, I mean, it's the day that, you know, independence for the United States.
The day that Jesus died, or?
No, that's that
it's
day,
the
that's
one where
Easter.
He came back.
East, no, it's Jesus. Jesus, okay. I know we've been gone a while, but Jesus is not involved in the 4th of July.
I beg to differ.
No, this is
Jesus
one of those-
is involved in every holiday, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, bro, because he made holidays and days. And events.
Jesus made the day.
Explain to me how
Jesus invented fireworks.
No, Chinese invented fireworks.
Well,
Jesus invented the Chinese.
Okay, well, you can't. That's not fair.
Yeah, Jesus invented fireworks. Chinese kind of puff daddied them.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they just stole them. Loop the beat and hired Mace. But 4th of July. So I want to talk about our pal, your pal Mersh, Alex Jones.
What did he do this time?
Well, why don't we just hear it? Because it's worth it.
Well, it's July 4th, 2013, the time that our country supposedly celebrates independence from tyranny.
By the way, he sucks at holding a camera. It's like he's he looks like you're only – he's like yeah. as the reverse Batman.
Somebody fucking tell Jenna Marbles to get his shit together.
Jenna Marbles.
Oh, hey, guys. A lot of people are asking me about this recent week's Breaking Bad episode.
Hey.
Here's my commentary.
Hey, leave Lonely Jones 15 alone.
And oppression. But if you read the Declaration of Independence and the reason our forebears broke off from King George III, you will discover that it's the exact type of oppression we're now beginning to go under today. In fact, in some respects, we're in deeper tyranny than our forebears were. But to make a long story short, there is a...
First off, Alex Jones has never made a long story short.
First of all, let me be really quick about this one.
It's never.
A lot of you know me to not be very long-winded.
That guy, I always pictured Alex Jones just still talking when the mics are on.
Alex Jones sounds like an autistic Neil Bortz. Like, it's just, he's so stupid.
Belinda, I want to fly my plane and stay away from blacks.
Breaking story up on Infowars.com. And prison
that plug in.
Oh, by the way, yeah, how about take a shot every time he says InfoWars in this video? That's one.
By Paul Joseph Watson, linking to local TV reports around the country and press releases.
I have a question.
Yes.
Does Alex Jones ever just, like, relax once in a while, just watch an episode of House?
No, he does not.
Fucking gummy bears.
He's like, always on.
Has he ever just stopped for 5 fucking seconds and been like,
you know, I'm just going to take a shit. And I'll smoke a cigar in the backyard.
No.
Watch the birds.
No, he's always sitting outside in a rocking chair with an AK-47.
Is everything a conspiracy?
You know, birds fly south.
Why?
Because the heart machines caused the Jews to make birds go where they go so they can have more birds in the summer and the winter time.
You're saying the heart machines... Hold on, I want to actually analyze this. Alex, you're saying the heart machines control the Jews.
I'm saying that the Jews really enjoy birds and bird watching, so they invented the heart machine to scare the birds southward towards Miami and Boca Raton, where they choose to stay in the wintertime.
Makes perfect sense now. You can't argue that because all the facts are there.
And I've got the proof to back it up.
Oh, God, Jesse. Jesus Christ. Jesse, where have you been for 3 months?
As everyone knows, it's the age of the internet. If two people agree, it's true.
Well, thank you, Jesse.
Join our Usenet group.
Usenet? yeah, to get to Jesse's site, you have to type alt binaries first.
Alt.batshitcrazy.
Okay.
And prisonplanet.com by Paul Joseph Watson. Linking to local TV reports around the country and press releases by the police that they're...
I don't know. I think the police were better when Sting was, like, younger, you know?
A lot of people think I'm Bill Hicks and that I'm hiding, and it's actually true. And I'm just as funny as I used to be.
Setting up martial law.
He's now, been saying this... But by the way,
you misunderstand.
He has been saying
this. Setting up Marshall Mathers law.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, so it's going to be Slim Shady rules apply.
Right. Only Slim Shady rules, okay?
No, but he's been saying this since 1997.
They're setting up martial law this week.
It still hasn't happened, dude. It still hasn't happened.
It's a really long process. Give him a break.
By the police, that they're basically setting up martial law. This 4th of July, under federal coordination.
I guarantee you he spells July J-E-W-L-Y. You know he does.
The T-E-S.
L-I-E.
L-I-E, okay, fine.
Julies.
No, you know what it is? Alex Jones just accidentally got a leaked copy of a script for a pilot called Martial Law.
Oh, what's, okay, is that like Justified, but for sci-fi? By the way, remind me, write it down. I want to talk about Sharknado, the new sci-fi TV show coming out.
Sharknado.
So we'll play that trailer after the break. So, guys, stay tuned for Sharknado.
Say, over local police doing random bag searches at events, street corners, bus terminals, you name it. And they now do these in Austin, Texas, unannounced.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, Texas.
It's always on the local news, but we find out later. They tell their client helper media about it, but not us. So undoubtedly where I live here in Austin, Texas, this is going to be going on, but I'll have my eyes open. I'll be downtown to cover
it. Someone give him a lozenge?
His eyes are never look open. He's always squinting.
This year. But they also say that not only will there be high visibility police under federal command, total federalization, another form of martial law, but at the same time, they're going to have undercover feds, TSA, and police everywhere.
Okay, this is where he loses me. The TSA, they're not undercover. They could barely walk. They are the dumbest people on the planet. They're not the sleeper cell. They're people that if the TSA wasn't around, they'd be working at a DMV.
That is just their cover so that you lose your sense of – so you have a heightened sense of security when it's really false. And
take your laptop out of your bag. I know. I've flown before. I know.
Yeah. Could we stop the whole speech in the plane at this point?
Oh, God. I hate
it. We're all dead anyway at that point.
Can yeah.
Watch TNT, please.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
Of course, I'm sure they'll bust me.
I want to go watch fucking Suits or Waiters or whatever the fuck's on USA.
No, it's the one where she's a sports agent.
Whatever, dude. It just shows about jobs at this point.
Yeah, well.
What are you doing, USA?
I'll tell you what they're doing. They're filling time between Raw because that's the only show that gets ratings.
All you have is wrestling and fucking Burn Notice. What happened to you?
And Burn Notice is getting, it's last season too. So all they have is wrestling now.
Pot smokers or something.
Whoa.
Well, all right, Alex, come
on. Now we're cooking with gas. What are you talking about?
Cover feds, TSA, and police everywhere. And, of course, I'm sure they'll bust some evil pot smokers or something.
I am still waiting for the day that Alex Jones finally slips, just says that one thing that ruins him.
Oh, yeah, no.
You know, and the TSA, and personally, I don't want some nigger rooting around in my bag.
Whoa, Alex, relax.
What happened? And how quickly he loses his fucking buy gold sponsors.
Understand, Homeland Security's architecture is not for Al-Qaeda that they publicly run. It is for conservatives.
Wait, Homeland Security publicly runs Al-Qaeda?
It's true.
How? No, it's how?
They
how?
Do. It's
I know, I wonder. What's wrong with Alex Jones? He just says things.
No, because they issue paychecks.
They do.
Al-Qaeda actually is the other W-2 employees.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they spell the name right, at least.
A lot of them just can't cash their checks.
Hey, Shawanda, who's Al-Qaeda? He works down in marketing.
Retirees, returning veterans.
Oh, that's my nephew.
Read the training manuals, understand that. This is just more martial law training. Private banking syndicates have taken America over. We are occupied to
private banking syndicates this fall on USA. Just another show for them.
It's Marshall Law. It's Marshall Mathers. It's Marshall Tucker Band. It's out of control.
Great extent. And this is their property now. And they want handcuffs on it. Just like Ted Bundy and serial killers would handcuff women before they tortured them.
Wow, that's a stretch.
But you see what I mean? Like, he goes from A to C and always skips over B. How does he get there?
Parents lock down countries.
What this government's essentially doing is coating their dick with AIDS and then shoving it down your baby's throat.
Whoa!
I don't know how you get from A to B, Alex.
That's not even a metaphor.
Well, no, but I'm hard as a rock now. Okay. Let's go to commercial break. More buy gold commercials.
Food insurance. because I want 40-year-old tomatoes.
You suck, Alex Jones.
Incrementally loot the hell out of them. And that's what this is about. This is a global mafia on the 4th of July.
Wait. Is that like the main event mafia?
I mean, first it's, you know, it starts with Kurt Angle and Sting. Next thing you know, you got Rampage joining. It gets out of control.
basically pissing all over the Constitution and everybody else and calling it safety and security. They're calling it Operation Independence. Yes, the globalists are independent of all law, diplomatic immunity above the law, committing mass crimes worldwide and looting $85 billion a month of U.S. taxpayer money.
By the way, the chat room also wants you to remember Marshall Islands, that's Marie, and forgetting Sarah Marshall. So there's a few more Marshalls.
All of those things are a factor.
Marie Goodwin.
And the store Marshalls.
The store Marshalls.
We all know it's just a staging area for PSYOPs.
No, they sell underwear. They're
nobody
really
actually shops there.
Have you ever seen someone in a Marshalls? All right, you got me there, Alex Jones.
We know everybody goes to Ross.
Celebrate the 4th as a good slave with the NSA.
Celebrate 4th as a good slave.
Say openly, saying they watch everything.
We're kind of like, what are we singing, slave hymns? And just like,
yeah.
We're not working hard.
Swing
today.
Low.
We'll be all right, you fucking asshole.
I'm in an air-conditioned house.
I'm drinking Irish whiskey right now.
Yeah.
You know, you should see the gigantic bag of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups I ate today.
Two of them.
Really,
we don't care.
I don't live like a slave.
Running. So celebrate the 4th as a good slave with the NSA openly
saying
they
slave. Slave to the pussy.
What? Taco Bob.
What?
Ah, you know, it's like you go out and then you know what I mean?
No.
You give a girl like a little,
you see, Taco Bob is the opposite of Alex Jones. He gives no information.
No.
He just says words.
You know a lot.
Starts it and lets you finish
and
the
thought. And he fades off.
Him.
He just trails off.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, ah.
What?
Watch everything you do. Just we're becoming a totally authoritarian state and all.
Oh, wait. Ashley says, don't forget martial arts.
Prosperity will also go out the window as the liberty goes out the window. See the photos, the video, and more. And the Orwellian announcements.
Where?
At Infowars.com in the red linked article.
Take
by
a shot.
Joseph Watson.
Or PrisonPlanet.com, our mirror site.
Then why do they have two? There's
because,
no point.
Because information needs to be distributed twice as fast.
Okay. That does. Wait a second.
I have to sound more important by having two things to plug.
4th of July by defending the Republic. I am a soldier of the old Republic. I am a soldier of liberty.
What?
And I am a.
What are you talking
he's
about?
He's a soldier of the old. He's a Jedi, bro, of the old Republic.
No, you're just a fat guy who lives in Austin.
Have you seen his metachlorine levels, bro? You haven't, so relax. Just relax.
Have you ever seen me pod race before? I'm really good. And I fixed C-3PO.
I could get my SUV there in 2 parsecs. Okay, someone make a shirt that says Alex Jones shot first.
I will celebrate the 4th of July by defending the Republic. I am a soldier of the old Republic. I am a soldier of liberty, and I am a soldier of the new Renaissance against global tyranny.
He's a soldier. Well, he's a little scattered. He's a soldier.
I'm going to celebrate the 4th of July like we used to by sticking a bayonet in the chest of a Jew.
Jesus Christ.
I want a new enlightenment against this tyranny. We're going back into a dark age. I want to go back towards liberty. Alex Jones signing off.
Back to reality. Oh, there
please
goes
join-
gravity.
You know what? By the way, stop fucking saying phrases like signing off when you're talking to the back of an iPhone. You fucking shit. Signing off.
And he's not even holding
not
it right.
Breaker 1-9. You're on a fuck. You're using FaceTime. You shithead.
Everyone, please send me your. Everyone, do this. Tag us, More Like Radio on Twitter and do your very best Alex Jones 6-second video on Vine of just the top of your head screaming obscenities.
Yeah.
I know it's a martial law and there's. All right, Alex, dude.
And remember, if you're viewing PrisonPlanet.com, using a global conglomerate device like Apple, be sure to click on my sponsors.
You phony. You fucking liar. You
fucking,
just like Rage Against the Machine.
You fucking fake
bunch
renegade.
Of assholes. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Well, he still needs his iPhone. He's not that off the grid.
Seriously.
It's not that off the grid. All right. All the stories tonight, Florida stories. Invisible man smokes cools in Fort Pierce.
Well, that happens all the time.
Yeah, it's normal. A man in Fort Pierce said he used his powers of invincibility.
Invincibility or invisibility?
Invisibility to abscone with a carton of menthol cigarettes.
If you were both, you couldn't even be stopped.
That's not even fair! But his conscience appears to have gotten the best of him. Fort Pierce police encountered the apparent cigarette-stealing invisible man around 8 a.m. June 19th at a Walgreens in Orange Avenue. A Walgreens cashier told investigators the man approached her and said he'd swiped a carton of cigarettes in the past. The man asked her not to call the police. He apologized, left his phone number and debit card before walking in the aisles. She called 911. What a bitch. The man told police he couldn't sleep.
How is she to identify him if he's invisible?
The man told police he couldn't sleep the night before and decided to go to Walgreens when it opened. He said that the 4 or 5 months earlier he was there while using street drugs. According to the man, the drugs gave him the ability to become invisible. The report states the man used his powers of invisibility to pass through the counter and take a carton of Cool Brand menthol cigarettes.
Invisibility does not let you move through matter.
Okay. So you're saying you're okay with the part where he became invisible.
Well, if he said he did, he
but
did.
But the part you're not okay with is him phasing through objects.
Yes, because he's not saying that he can walk through walls.
Yes, it's two different powers, bro.
Are you on... You're on her side here?
No, I'm not taking any sides.
I'm just trying to get the facts straight.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this thing.
I mean, first you said he was invincible. Okay. And that's obviously not true.
Okay, that's my fault.
And then now he's saying that he has both the power of hiding himself from everyday view as well as moving through solid objects.
And
I just don't buy it.
Is it invincible is in like the, just, what is it? Like the invincible type thing, like the Thing or the Incredible Hulk? Or is it more like an Emma Frost where he actually coats himself in some sort of a, or Colossus? Where they coat themselves in some sort of an armor-like.
I was thinking of the Mark Wahlberg football movie.
Oh, so it's just really horrible.
Yeah, really bad. Just really unwatchable. The man said he wanted to pay for the smokes, which were valued at $60. But wow, man, cigarettes have gotten fucking expensive. It was a carton of cigarettes.
Yeah, you're, honestly, nowadays
like
I'd kill
carton?
Somebody for a carton.
Yeah. But had just
$8. I just imagined a milk jug I used to pour out your cigarettes. They get stuck in the little...
It's just... let me just pour myself a glass of cigarettes.
You're just going to be like, come on, cigarette. Come out.
Swish cigarettes around in a glass.
Hey, honey, when did you buy the cigarette?
2 weeks ago.
The carton was worth $60, but he only had $8 on his debit card. Police couldn't get video surveillance of the theft at the time, and the man had none of the cools left, so the crime couldn't be proven. A store manager said she tried to find archival footage.
If you smoke all your cigarettes, you can't get charged with stealing the cigarettes?
Still, if the man who pilfered the cools was invisible during the theft, it'd be difficult to spot him.
Maybe he didn't smoke all of them. Maybe he used his invisibility powers on the cool cigarettes so people couldn't see that he had a whole carton still.
Now, were these actual cool brand cigarettes, or were they just cool in that they were cool to the touch?
Well, first off, we all know smoking is cool, so that answers that question.
Just, you could have just said cigarettes.
But it's cool with a K, the cool brand cigarettes. And by the way, guys, you understand he really didn't turn invisible. He was probably on PCP.
No, he said he was invisible, and it's on the news article.
I'm pretty sure he was on bath salts or PCP or something, and that's why he thought.
Well, okay, I mean, maybe he was on drugs,
listen,
but that doesn't negate.
Not everybody who likes to have a good time turns invisible.
Are you saying that? Okay, first off, there's two things wrong with what you said. You still believe that he turned invisible, and doing bath salts isn't a good time. It fries your brain cells.
Yeah, well, you've shown me something that doesn't fry your brain cells that's fun.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And go.
I don't know, dude. Not bath salts.
But that's just being negative.
Okay,
you're just naming non-things.
Okay, you're right. That's on me.
You have to name plus things.
You're naming nays, and I want yays.
I got you. Cornex says Mersh was invisible for most of his adult life. That's just mean.
Yeah, I saw that line in the chat too. I just think it was good.
Well, from now on,
it was because he was claiming you're on drugs.
Here's the thing.
Hey.
I don't like. I've met Cornex, and I don't like that Cornex has his cool name like Cornex. So from now on, his name is Corny. Western Echo, change it in the chat room. Make his username Corny. That's what it is from now on.
That's his new name.
Corny. Everyone refer to him as Corny from now on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? At least Cornax has a one-word nickname from 360. Everybody else, it was like fucking. Everybody else on 360 has a 75-word name.
Yeah, true.
They have essay names.
Good point. Yeah. So we have Nord Waves at You spelled with a 5. All right. It's too many letters.
Oh, by the way, it's good to see Chris Hamill, a.k.a. Mr. Webb, in the fucking chat room.
Oh, that's right. Chris Hamill is a married man, and we're very excited. He's in Dominican Republic right now, actually, from what I understood.
Is he? Being online must be costing him $78 a minute.
And they told him not to leave the resort or he would die, basically. So he's stuck there. And speaking of stuck, if I read this correctly, I believe he got stuck in his bathtub. Hold on a second. No, I'm not even I'm not even saying it like to be a dick.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, poor Hammy.
Let's see here. Hammy. I'm trying to read the details. Hammy, if you're in there, maybe tell me. We had quite a laugh. Okay. I really want to know what happened.
All right, so Hammy got stuck.
Oh, and when I got into the tub after Christy, it overflowed and the tub got a lot of water all over the floor and just had to use all the towels and spa robes and dirty laundry to soak it all up. Epic fail on an entirely new magnitude.
Congratulations, Hammy. You're responsible for natural disasters happening in the Dominican Republic.
First off, tsunami boy, there's a few things I want to bring up here. Don't use the bathtub of any hotel. Shower is fine. But those bathtubs, you're an OCD weirdo. Those bathtubs are disgusting. They're not clean. They're not clean. Okay? Secondly, do yourself – I really hope you tip the fucking lady that cleans the room, because now she has to clean up all the fucking moist smelling. Probably when you got in the tubs, your disgusting fat pubes fell out too. So it's just a mess now.
And thirdly, put yourself in the tub first. Then fill with water.
You idiot.
Yeah. And fourthly, you know what? Thanks for sitting me near Uncle Eddie at your wedding, who hit on my fucking date. That was fun.
All right, well, are we talking about Uncle Eddie from the Ham Radio Show?
Yes, Uncle Eddie from the Ham Radio
Show. He hit on your date.
The whole time.
That's pretty awesome.
The whole day. Mm-hmm. Not even just the wedding. The whole day. Because we hung out all day. It was horrendous.
But seriously, congratulations, Hammy, on your wedding.
It's good for you, yeah.
Congrats.
I want to hear more about what Uncle Eddie was doing.
So what was he saying? What was he saying to your date? No, I want an example, please.
Like, it started off like joking, you know what I mean? And then it just progressed into like openly, like genuinely trying to gain the affection of my date. Like, to the point where like he went to the ice cream bar and got her ice cream. Like, it was.
All right. Well, first off,
it was douche chilling.
I'm going to point something out here. Of course, Hammy had an ice cream bar.
Of course.
Secondly,
of course he did.
He thought that. Now, was it making your date uncomfortable or?
I mean,
I don't mean like, I'm obviously Eddie's not going to rape her or anything, but.
I mean, it was, I guess it, I mean, she was like, it's fun. Like, when we went back to the hotel, she was like, because I was like, what an idiot. And she was like, oh no, it's fine. Who cares? And he's harmless. And I'm like, yeah, but it's annoying. Like,
yeah,
it's
but like, what was he saying? Like, was he saying things like, you know, hey, I want to stick my dick in your butt or something?
It was
getting to
that point.
Really?
Like, when we were at the after wedding party, when everybody was just three sheets to the wind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was getting like uncomfortable. It was just like,
what did he say?
To the point where he was begging her to hug him at one point. Like, it was just weird.
Well, let me ask you a question, Merce. Why didn't you then set up a devil's threesome with him? You know, that mean be
Ooh,
nice. He's your friend.
What Roy said.
He's your friend. Why don't you throw him, you know, little wobbly H at, well, really wobbly. It wouldn't be H because he's really big. So it'd be like a wobbly, I don't know.
It wasn't going to happen.
Like an H with a really fat side, I guess.
a wobbly fucking house with a fucking one-car garage on the side of it.
It's really specific.
Fucking wobbly lowercase H.
But why didn't you give him, why didn't you, you know, throw him a bone? You know, I mean, he'll help you out.
Will he?
Yeah, you know, he knows the Bunny Ranch people and stuff.
Yeah, he's gonna give me connections.
Yeah, he's got connections. He knows peeps.
Because you're making that face where I feel like you want to veer closely into uncomfortable territory.
No, I'm not being uncomfortable. What did I do? I didn't do anything. Maybe he'll get you. Maybe he'll get you a liberator or a fleshlight or something.
That's really uncomfortable.
I don't know what I want more details on. More the awkward hitting on or the ice cream bar that Hammy had at his wedding. Really,
but it was ice cream bar that was really fucking poorly timed.
What?
Because it came out like immediately after dinner, and it was like we were drinking all day, and it was like space it out.
By the way, I do want to say this.
Oh, yeah, by the way, here's stuffed shells. And then here's ice cream now.
By the way, I want to say this. Behind the scenes, a lot of people have been giving me a lot of compliments about this new Chef Lauren girl that's on the Ham Radio show. So FYI, I just want to put that out there. Everyone seems to like her. So, you know, just put that out there.
Well, then why would you word that? Why would you?
What did I say? I said we got to go to commercials. Well, and I said, I worded.
See, what happened was Royce had mouthed.
The thing I did is they hate her.
That's what he just mouthed.
No, I didn't say that.
He said, oh, they really like her over there. And immediately looked at me and went, they hate her.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. Guys, we'll be right back. Just one second.
Another
wake song. So why don't you just stop?
All right, sorry. So they do hate her.
No,
so
I didn't. Anyway,
we're going back to the.
Sorry for the technical difficulties, folks.
Yeah, by technical difficulties, we mean Royce telling me things.
Yeah, well, whatever, guys. It's not a big. There was no tech. Marie, you think technical difficulties?
Nah, but we're just having fun.
So, did he at least get your girlfriend's number?
No, he had it on Facebook and is creepily stalking her on Facebook.
The chat room isn't happy with what we're saying, and I can't put my finger on what it is. It must be on the stuff you were saying.
Oh, about the thing about the girl that they all hate?
By the way, apparently Carlos stole Hammy's wallet also. So not only did he overflow his tub, but James Garfield over here got his wallet stolen.
James Garfield.
Got his wallet stolen.
Because you're fat.
History joke.
Got his wallet stolen by a guy named Carlos.
If you were punchy, we would have called you Chester A. Arthur.
I hope he grabs his Chester A. Arthur. Heart attack. I want him to die of a heart attack.
Carlos rapes and murders a girl on the beach and leaves your passport there.
That would be fucking, I mean, horrible for him, but hilarious for me. Poor Hammy. Congratulations, buddy. Seriously. Mazel tov.
Yeah, seriously. We can't raise enough money to get you out of a Dominican jail. Did you see how much money we raised for that bad lieutenant guy? I think he's homeless.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's dead. I think he died.
We didn't help him at all.
Yeah, we're a bunch of dicks.
We didn't put a dent in it.
Well, tomorrow I'm going to get some awkward Facebook messages. Palm Bay man arrested after breaking into a house and shaving his head, police say.
Why would you go...
No, because he needed to shave his head. A 19-year-old Palm Bay man remains held on $48,000 bond, James Bond, after police said he violated a court injunction by breaking into a woman's home and shaving his head.
For, quote, wanting to update, quote, my motherfucking Caesar do.
My mother. Okay, fair enough. Jeremy Spikes. That's a cool name. If you're gonna be crazy.
Yeah, but why would you shave your head if your name is Spikes?
Good point. Was also charged with burglary.
And comb over.
And was also charged with burglary and theft after a woman called police to a home at 9/11, wherever, in the North. Who cares? The man was lurking in the hallway near the bedroom, according to Local 6. Spikes was arrested and taken to Brevard County Jail Complex and ordered by the judge Wednesday to have no further contact with the woman. The woman told police that Spikes, who sported curly locks in her previous arrest photograph, had a freshly shaved head, something that made her fearful, reports show. The woman asked Spikes to leave her home repeatedly. Police say Spikes then attempted to take a bicycle from the woman's living room.
Which, okay, first question, why is there a bike in your living room? Second question, why don't you just let him have it?
It doesn't. At that point, take the bike, and you know what? You shaved your head. You know, we'll call it even. Get out of my house. I don't want to be raped by a crazy guy on a bicycle. He looks more Indian than anything else, actually.
Who wants to get raped by a crazy guy on a bicycle? Even people that want to get raped want to get raped by somebody with a car.
Well, okay, fine. But you got to admit, though, people with bicycles are easier to follow home. If you're going to rape somebody, I guess I'm saying rape somebody. Marie, what are you laughing at now, Maury? Taff smash? What is this?
It wasn't Garfield that got stuck in a tub. It was Taff. So I started Googling Taff stuck in a bathtub, and the picture of Taff smash just came up, and I can't stop laughing at it. Why is he punching a glacier?
Well, because Taff smash.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Makes sense.
Mersh, I have some news about your favorite rapper.
Wait a minute. What is Cisco doing?
What?
Cisco or T.I.?
Oh, Cisco. Drew Hill, Enter the Dragon. My favorite album.
Wait, oh, Too Short. What, is Too Short in the news?
No, he died, I think. 50 Cent.
Blow the whistle.
50 Cent is charged with domestic violence. Liz Hernandez here for E! News Now. The Los Angeles Attorney's Office has filed criminal charges against the rapper for allegedly hurting his ex. We've got the details. Curtis Jackson, a.k.a. 50 Cent, is accused of injuring his former girlfriend and destroying $7,100 in property. Less than 2 weeks ago, police responded to a call at Daphne Joy's home. She and the rapper were in a 3-year relationship and have a child together. According to LAPD, the pair got into an argument and Curtis allegedly began destroying Joy's belongings. She locked herself.
To be fair, I'm going to assume they were his belongings because he bought it for her. So I think he's allowed to break his own things.
In a bedroom, and he broke open the door and kicked her. 50 is being charged with domestic violence and 4 counts of vandalism. The city attorney.
3 counts of mumbling.
Well, you know what? He got shot in the face. Give him a break.
Says regardless of perceived celebrity
or. You know what they're not going to charge him with? Putting a good album out recently.
Hey, Many Men, Wish Death Upon Him, bro.
That was like 12 years ago.
There's blood in his eyes, dog, and he can't see. All right?
I hate you.
All right?
I want
to
be.
I'm going to be what he's destined to be, bro. You don't even know about the streets.
Variety.
I just saw 8 Mile today, bro. I understand
you do.
The streets.
I saw where you grew up.
Well,
you know nothing of
first
the streets.
Off,
you grew up on a cul-de-sac.
Can I explain something?
Your house had a movie theater.
Some people wouldn't even get in my neighborhood because I have a gate and I wouldn't let them in. But I'm hard as fuck, bro.
Domestic violence.
It's the security guard who makes $12 an hour that wouldn't let people
in. Yeah, but he's black. So that's street cred, right?
It's a serious crime. We will continue to look out for the safety of all victims. 50 Cent faces up to 5 years in jail if convicted on all counts.
So the thing that I'm amazed of is that 50 Cent's still alive.
That is true.
Because didn't he make a movie?
Shouldn't he have invested that 50 Cent and accrued some interest at this point?
Okay, Marie, you drank too much already, I think, is the issue.
Yeah, what is 4%? What is 0.4% of 50 Cent compounded over 8 years?
Well, you know what? Leave him alone. He knows Eminem, and they hang out sometimes. So, you know. He works really hard, really hard.
On what?
I don't know, bro. I'm trying to think of something, but I can't. But he wears a bulletproof vest. It's got to be hot under it.
I would imagine it's fairly hot.
So, okay, that's a hard thing to do.
Well,
do you wear a bulletproof vest?
Sweating is not hard.
You roll weak, bro. I'm sick of your weak ass game. It's not in this house anymore anyway.
You know what? Before you move on, I have to go back to the chat room because they're coming up with some brilliant ideas here. They're still stuck on Hammy and his bathtub incident. And Etiquette had a really fantastic idea that said we could start a new meme that's going to replace planking, Tebowing, and Hernandezing, tafting.
Okay, and what is tafting?
It's when you get stuck in a bathtub and overflow it.
I mean, I don't know how topical that is right now.
It's okay.
Oh, we have our first Alex Jones Vine video.
Vintage.
It's Vine. It's a video of half.
No, it's a picture. Damn it.
Damn it.
I need a Vine video, guys. Picture doesn't work.
Well, I can post the picture. At least
I don't care about the picture. Well, the picture is pretty funny, though. That is exactly what Alex Jones looks like.
All right. Here's the picture in the chat for everyone.
That's pretty good. It's not bad. But we need videos, guys. Vine videos, to be specific. We have another fun Florida story. Florida man seriously injures woman with golf cart while driving under the influence. A 30-year-old Florida man. There's a lot in this story. This story is one of those that has layers. A 30-year-old Florida man alleged to be driving a golf cart under the influence at the St. Michael's Fair severely injured a woman when he plowed into her late Thursday night. Tully police responded to the call and struck a struck pedestrian with injuries around 10:30 p.m. Upon arrival, they observed the woman screaming in pain on the ground with what appeared to be a serious injury. Police investigators revealed that a white male, Bruce C. Coppage, that sounds like a fake name.
No, it's real.
Bruce C. Coppage?
Yeah.
It sounds like a Disney character that would be like a rabbit or something. was driving a golf cart on the grounds where the carnival is taking place. When, by the way, did you guys ever have those carnivals in your neighborhood that took place like in church parking lots? You know what I mean? Like where they would set up those shitty roller coasters and stuff in the churches. There was always something surreal to me about having those pedophiles and rapists that operate the machines being in a church that was kind of sending a mixed message.
Well, no, and then until you found out that everybody in the church was a pedophile and a rapist.
Okay, just because you have history to back you up, don't you do me a favor, don't use facts to win an argument.
Oh, look, I'm Mersh, I have proof.
Yeah, okay, look what Alex Jones does, he has no proof and he's right.
I have an unconfirmed White House source that tells me everything.
Who is he?
The more I drink, the louder he gets.
Who is this White House source? It says the authorities observed slurred speech, lethargic demeanor, and couple. Oh, this sounds like Dutch and Royce admitted to consuming alcoholic beverages prior to the accident. He was asked to take a portable breath test and followed by and failed the field sobriety test. Coppage failed to wait. Is it illegal to drive a golf cart drunk? I didn't know that was illegal.
Maybe.
That seems like a gray area.
Where was he driving it?
In a playground. No, I don't know. That would be funny, though. On a slide. Is that illegal? I'm not. That's a gray area.
I'm sorry. I'm really enjoying the chat room discussion.
What's happening in the chat room?
We can't have it on the air, but it's fun.
Oh, no.
They're having fun. It's good. It's fun. They're animals.
We're all just being wonderful people.
But wait, why do people want to have sex with Cornix instead of this chick? I didn't say who it was. I'm just asking.
I know, but we're going to.
No, we're not going to say it.
No, of course not.
Why would I say it? I don't care.
All it takes is three more times of you guys pretending you're not going to say
it. I'm not going to say it.
It's the fifth circle. Uh-huh. All you guys do in this show since day one is, say it.
I know how to do it.
Say that thing in there.
Somebody said in the chat room, let's put it this way. I'd rather fuck Cornix than Chef L. That keeps it. No, that's too vague. C. Lauren. Nobody knows. That's coded. That's coded language.
Oh, wait. No, they just somebody sent me a link to her Facebook so I can take a look at this. Chef Lauren myself. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Everyone knows.
Oh, why are we doing this? Oh, God.
This will not. Oh,
boy. It's happening.
This.
It's this time to form Voltron, my friends.
No, I don't.
This is not good.
I wouldn't say it's bad.
Oh, man.
What's happening?
What have you done?
But the good thing is this person, the Facebook here, she did have one of those equal signs back. So that's good. Because equality?
I don't even want to.
What's wrong? Why do you feel uncomfortable? Is this uncomfortable?
No, it's great. This is great. She's great.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Mersh, hold on, Marie. You don't sound sincere.
Gosh, you're doing good.
I fucking hate. All right, guys, let's try.
Just be nice. Ooh. Be nice, guys. Ooh.
Be respectable. Ooh. Marie, what is that? That's not a good ooh.
Ooh.
That was not a good ooh.
No, that was a good
raw
ooh.
Raw photo.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Of what? Is of who? There,
I'm just scrolling through the Facebook link that someone anonymous.
Hold on.
Anonymous.
Take three.
Hip Hop Anonymous.
Hip Hop Anonymous.
Hip Hop Anonymous.
This is bullshit. You give him the easy one.
I'm gonna skip. You guys are just being mean. This is mostly just nice wedding photos. You guys are just hurtful.
And by the way, is somebody going to tell this DVD rich guy that he can't Photoshop? They're fucking terrible. Now, I'm going to say it because I don't know why people tiptoeing around it. His Photoshops suck every available dick on the planet. Just putting that out there. So you have a problem, you come and tell me. I don't care, but they're bad. Okay? Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. You fucking... with your Bush League fucking...
you mess with one of us. You mess with all of us.
Yeah, you're a fucking lightweight with Photoshop. So this chick's a swinger, huh?
Ooh. No.
Ooh.
Is she really?
Oh, boy. I'm just reading the chat. Apparently she's...
Oh, no. You misunderstood. Every time I see her, I want to swing on her.
I don't understand, Hammy. Is Hammy suggesting that I cheat on Royce while he's out of the house and with small children in the house?
That's fine.
I mean, that's odd. I don't know if I want to
Everyone's
do that.
Everyone's tired now. I don't know. Like, guys, why don't we move on? Let's move forward.
Wow, that's...
We have a hard time doing that on this show.
We don't even have small children to bring into the house for
I guess I could find small children to be in the room with while cheating on you.
I feel like that's a really specific scenario that Hammy painted.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's one of my, like, things.
Oh, no.
Now it's just getting worse.
And a wild Snorlax appeared. That's a fat Pokemon. For those who don't know,
I like P Rock in the chat, swinger equals prefers blacks. I don't know if that's true. I'm sure looking at her photos that they'd be pretty fond of her. But let's not.
Are you implying?
I'm not implying anything.
You're not?
I just think that by looking at her photographs, that black men would be extremely enthusiastic.
About, why though? No, but
about like, going three or four deep on her at a time.
Is this? Do I need to go? Is this a rolling in flowers scenario, or what's happening?
God, I hope so.
I'm getting rumors here, and I'm not going to throw anyone under the bus.
Ooh, I love rumors.
But unconfirmed sources.
Oh, an unconfirmed White House source.
Apparently, unconfirmed. Apparently, Chef Lauren is DVD Rich's beard. Apparently, people are convinced that he's gay. I'm not saying the source, but that's an unconfirmed source on my phone. I received the intel here, guys.
I don't think that's nice.
I'm not saying it. I'm just saying the unconfirmed source.
I mean, now you're bringing out people's sexual habits. I just want to make fun of the fact that she looks like Jack Nicholson's Joker in that photograph.
That is not true. He was not that fat. Marine, should I play that Prince song when he was vandalizing the museum?
I just wanted to bring up, I see a Vine video that was sent to More Like Radio from Etticus.
Let's play. Let's see Etticus' Vine video.
I don't trust this.
All right, let's play this here. Come on. Come on, Vine!
Jesus, Vine.
You know what never does that? Facebook, YouTube.
YouTube, you're right. You're right. YouTube is not.
FaceTube.
FaceSpace. I hate that. I hate every time when you're watching a TV show, they can't use Google. So, I just looked it up on NetWrangler. What? What is that? It's not a real site. I don't know. Your Vine video sucks, Etticus, so I don't fucking care.
Yeah, thanks, Etticus.
I'll try to fix it.
Your Vine video sucks like all your videos.
Oh, well, if he still made videos. Boom! Tag team.
No, I'm too busy doing my beer show.
Oh, yeah. Good. You're doing the beard. Yeah, the beard show that we gave. The beard show. Because they said beard before. It'd still be a pretty cool show. All right.
We're going to give a show called to somebody called Chef Beard.
Chef Beard, huh?
There you go. Boom. We're giving you a show slot away.
I don't know. Look, all I'm saying is that I'm probably going to get a call tomorrow or some sort of Facebook message.
Yeah, you probably are.
Yeah, that's because you make the mistake of picking up your phone.
You're right. It is my fault, but I don't care. It's fine. We're having fun, guys.
I know I am.
I'm just mean and then don't pick up my phone.
Yeah, there you go. I ignore problems, so therefore I have none. Mersch logic.
Exactly, and that's how you die of cancer. That was a really manageable cancer.
Yeah, well, I'm lazy, so what about that?
The doctor kept making appointments for before 11.
And I was tired. Now I know it was because of the cancer.
Yeah, I was tired from the cancer. Take a break.
Yeah, why don't we take a break, guys? We had so much fun.
A break.
Let's take a break.
So we're taking a break.
Hey, so you're right. Like good idea. Good idea. Marie, can you take us a break?
Absolutely.
Hit it!
More Life Radio!
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Artistic integrity, okay? Audiences want to know it's you, Bruce. They expect it. And we're talking about a lot of money here. And all
what are you talking about? They're not going to recognize me, Ben? Oh, where'd Bruce go? Huh? Can't see Bruce no more. Oh, well, where's my favorite movie star? Oh, look, there he is. I see him right there, the guy with the beard.
Yeah, yes, but there's a... You know, this is a certain demographic that has to be served, Bruce. That's the business. You have to do it. You have to respect that. I mean, that's just a fact. It's about falling in love with a hero. There's a tradition to this stuff, Bruce. It just is. So that's what I'm trying
to
tell
you. We're talking about pussy.
More or less.
I understand. Pussy's good. Let me tell you a funny story. I've been growing this beard for 6 months. I've been knocking off trim 24/7 and never one fucking complaint.
Maybe we should
shut the fuck up, Cal. Hollywood producer, my ass. I should have seen this mentality coming. Really. Should have seen it coming. Never a doubt. Never a fucking doubt.
Bruce, come on. You want to talk about integrity? Let's talk about
integrity. Yeah, Let's talk about integrity.
Okay, let's go. Let's talk about integrity.
Back with the second hour of the Film Circle Radio program of MoreLikeRadio.com.
954-570-2027.
Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.net, .biz.
Only use Netscape. They're the only ones who do not reveal your information to the NSA.
Really, is this really the graphic she uses for her segment? I'm sorry.
Are we going back to...
They're just being so mean in the chat room, and yeah. I enjoy it.
Are we still talking about what we were talking about before the...
Yeah, first of all, I don't like the fact that they're using a fucking... They got a banner for a segment on this show. And look at the... Dude, that's not...
I actually have audio...
It looks like an avatar for your fucking Yahoo account.
I actually have audio of Miss Lauren's cooking show. Would you like to hear it?
No.
Fingers be home, baby who, neighbor's beer, horn, bear's beer.
That's not her.
Bork, bork, bork.
Yeah, you're right. I'd fuck the Swedish chef. Up a ding! Sorry.
He's on fire. He's on fire, this guy.
English burger, Swedish meatball.
Again, I don't think that's actually an actual clip. I think you're just being a jerk.
Yeah, we're being mean. Everyone's being
a mean head.
We're being a bunch of mean
heads. When has the Fifth Circle ever been mean?
Oh, like just right now? 2 seconds ago?
Punchy in the chat. John Cena in the ring with a guy he doesn't like backstage is greater than Chef Lauren.
Okay, fair enough.
Pretty good
reference. Fair enough.
Joke for six people or a million on this network.
By the way, this is a long fist.
We have more wrestling fans listening to us than TNA.
No, guaranteed. I put money on that. By the way, this is how long we've been off air. We were talking about that OSW review show. Now there are more like radio. So that's how long we've been
and
off.
And out comes the Undertaker.
I love it.
Of course, with his manager, Paul Bearer. I've been watching those guys for a while. So I'm obsessed with the OSW guys. And Macho Man Randy Savage runs around and spins in a ring like a crazy person.
I'm going to send that to them. They would love it. Punchy says, well, now we have things that are greater than Chef Lauren in the chat. Chances of Cousin Joe fucking a black chick greater than Chef Lauren. Hammy in the chat. Chances of Cousin Joe finding happiness in a relationship greater than Chef Lauren. Guys, you guys are being really mean. I really don't believe.
And of course, out comes Chef Lauren, who immediately jobs to Tugboat in a squash match.
But seriously, what about all the good things she's done for the station?
Oh, here she comes.
And here comes fuckface Chef Lauren, of course, to ruin the match. OSW review.
They rule. Check
when are
them
they
out.
On?
They are on every Tuesday, I believe. Oh,
okay. I thought you were just like that was going to be your new like go to whenever you didn't know. Yeah. They're on every moment of every day.
They're on all
the time.
The time. I think Tuesday. Now I'm going to be embarrassed. I'm searching the schedule here. I love them. I just always forget.
Tuesday nights on More Like Radio.
Yeah, OSW Review is on Tuesdays from 1 to 3 p.m. right after Ham Radio. Oh, Chef Lauren's a lead-in.
Where we talk wrestling and fuck each other's mouths.
I don't know if that's...
Punchy says, Chris Benoit is a parent greater than Chef Lauren as a radio host. Being mean. All We're right. being mean again.
Sorry, Corny is the best.
Corny's in the chat.
Corny's in the chat. Susan Dean equals Chef Lauren.
Everyone, I'm going to get two different phone calls.
I'm sorry. You know what? Fuck you if you don't have a sense of humor.
It's funny.
That was pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
And then Corny comes out with a good joke.
Ashley says Chef Lauren is a photo negative of Mark Henry.
That's what I do.
I got plenty left in the tank.
And now today I'm going to teach you how to make the world's strongest southwestern omelet.
Oh boy. That was
a photo negative of Mark Henry is hilarious.
I'm just going to post a picture of Mark Henry just so that I know your memory is good, but just to really imagine it.
It's so much funnier when you look at him.
That's what I do.
By the way, Mark Henry doesn't win the championship. I'm going to riot in the
No, seriously. For the love of God, give him the belt. Please. That acting job he did, I know there's for the couple of wrestling fans, that acting job he did on Raw was fantastic. Give him the belt.
Shouldn't he get a belt for wrestling good?
Oh, my God, Marie, shut up.
You don't know. You don't understand wrestling.
I'm going to call you Chef Marie. All right, next story.
Arnold Schwarzenegger showing he knows how to treat a lady.
So
it's W
review?
Not just any lady, but Australia.
And then, of course, Mark Henry comes out for the world's strongest slam.
Arnold Schwarzenegger showing he knows how to treat a lady. And not just any
lady, but raping her and dumping her body in a ditch.
Australia's Prime Minister meeting the movie star politician.
Australia's Prime Minister, by the way, they think she's a dyke and that her husband's gay.
He knows how to treat a woman by telling her to, quote, get in the chopper.
To discuss climate change.
Check this out. This DJ in Australia has balls.
If only some Australian men were as courteous. At a Perth radio station, this was put to Julia Gillard about her partner of 7 years.
Tim's gay.
Well,
of course. No, that's not me saying it. That's a myth.
Tim is her husband, by the way.
Well, that's absurd.
Yeah, but you hear it. He must be gay. He's a hairdresser. You can confirm that he's not.
Oh, Howard, don't be ridiculous. Of course not.
In a heterosexual relationship, that's all I'm asking.
The line of questioning's been condemned, the presenter sacked, but it's an example of a string of incidents the Prime Minister...
Has your husband ever drank cum in his mouth?
That's ridiculous.
And sloshed it around like a fine wine.
That's ridiculous. It's also not a no.
Says illustrates sexist attitudes and disrespect for the Prime Minister's office being held by a woman.
Is it true your husband has a car air freshener that's scented like a men's locker room?
Where can you get those?
Week, it was revealed that a menu at a dinner for opposition politicians featured offensive descriptions of the Prime Minister. Julia Gillard, Kentucky Fried Quail, had, it said, small breasts, huge thighs, and something else too crude to repeat.
This grossly...
She was continued quoted as saying, my neck, my back, my pussy, and my crack.
Sexist and offensive menu. This is Tony Abbott's Liberals. This is what they're like.
Wallaby kangaroo shrimp on a barbie. All right, you're Australian.
All right, Outback, we get it.
Yeah.
This was a bad taste menu that never made it out of the kitchen.
As Australia's first female Prime Minister, Julia Gillard has called her opponent sexist before. This speech went viral.
As Australia's first female Prime Minister and the world's first famous woman anything important ever.
Australia's first woman anything that's not a snake. That's important.
It doesn't have cankles.
It's like in modern Australia, he doesn't need a motion in the House of Representatives. He needs a mirror.
The fiery
exchange
gave the Prime Minister struggling.
Some people call Margaret Thatcher the Iron Lady. But you, ma'am, have got me hard as iron right now.
All right, are you hitting on the Prime Minister of Australia?
Hey, somebody's got to.
I believe it's the Prime Minister.
Prime Minister.
Okay, sorry.
Why'd you turn into fucking John Malkovich and fucking rounders?
He gets me and his money.
He gets me and his money. Well, I eat Urius. All right.
Got it. It was your tell all along, John Malkovich. We got it.
A popularity boost. and she's used the latest slur to burnish her credentials as a fighter for gender equality.
I want young girls and women to be able to feel like they can be included.
That's right. I want my husband to have a vagina, and I want to have a penis.
What?
It's gender equality.
Australia's so weird. You a bunch of kangaroo fucking assholes.
In public life and not have to face questioning like the questioning I faced yesterday.
At a crucial time, the sexism rouse are crowding out.
I just
want to
die in a stingray attack like Steve Irwin, or as we call him here, Jesus.
He said he's going to come back.
To virtually all serious policy discussion. There's an election due here in September, and it helps Julia Gillard to paint her opponents as sexist, old-fashioned and rude.
And faggots, which I don't think will help her.
I don't even know Australia had a prime minister. I thought they were run by a bunch of tribe or something. I'm not really sure how it works.
If I'm ever in politics, that's how I'm going to fire back at somebody. I'm going to call them sexist faggots.
They wouldn't know what to do with it. They wouldn't know what to do with it.
Pass.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's hard times out there in the community. And by that, I mean, well, a certain kind of community. Apparently, Thomas Elliot Huggins kills and then cooks the family dog.
Oh,
sounds delicious.
No.
Tampa, Florida. A Tampa man is facing animal cruelty charges after he allegedly killed his family pet dog and then cut the animal up for future meals. Investigators say 25-year-old Thomas Elliot Huggins strangled the young pit bull mix
Thomas
Thursday.
Elliot Huggins sounds like
it?
A blick.
Yeah, he strangled it. Then chopped the animal into quarters and put the remains in a freezer.
No.
A family member called the police after deciding the ribs were not good. No, after arriving off the street, they found the dog's ribs cooked in a pot on the stove, and the animal's head was in the garbage. An investigator of Hillsborough Animal Services tell 10 News that the Huggins expertly cut the animal apart, and this may not be the first time he's done it. According to his arrest reports, Huggins learned how to... I learned it from you, okay? I learned it from watching you! Clean an animal from his mother and had done it in the past. Family members told police that Huggins' behavior had been getting progressively worse over the past several years. His mother claims the problems began when Huggins was smoking some weed 5 years earlier and something happened. She's unsure if there's something in the marijuana, but afterwards Huggins flipped out and... Okay.
What?
What's wrong?
This is the problem with the planet. Is these people, because it's not only the fact that he's cooking and eating his dog, but it's
which
the
we haven't established as a crime yet.
Marijuana does not make you kill and eat your dog.
It does so, dude, all the time.
It's so stupid.
I did it. I know three kids in high school that happened to.
No, just like everyone knew a kid in high school who took LSD and thinks he's a glass of orange juice.
We're the kid that had the LSD in a sock.
Oh, yes. Sports. Everyone knows that one. Or they pushed him into the pool.
Bro, he's in a crazy house forever.
Yeah, he's still there,
okay,
bro.
Why didn't I know that kid last year?
Yeah. And how come that kid's been in every school I've ever been to, ever? Family members told police, Huggins was taken into custody and charged for inhuman and cruel killing of a dog and is currently in jail with a $2,000 bond. Animal Control took possession of the remains. Well, I mean, he was hungry.
That's not an excuse. We got like a feast worth of food from Taco Bell the other night. You can live without having to cook your dog.
It's not true. Sometimes you just gotta cook dogs.
No, Domino's, you're right. Domino's is like $5 for a pizza. You could live.
You can get a dog baked sandwich at Domino's.
No. Sure.
You cannot get that.
It's not on the menu. You have to ask for
no.
it.
Oh, you're right. You have to ask for Steve. He'll make it for you, but you gotta pay him extra.
If you use that code, people are just gonna bring you drugs.
Man put nude photos of ex-roommate on co-workers' cars.
Whoa. Maybe he deserved it.
That shouldn't happen.
A man whose naked photo, there's another Florida story, by the way. A man whose naked photos were left on his coworker's car, taped to his grandmother's car, and even sent it to his girlfriend, says his ex-roommate. Now the ex-roommate Samuel Ortega faces stalking charges. According to Lake County deputies, the victim said he let Ortega, 37, take nude photos and videos of him as payment for his room and board the year they lived together. Well, by the way, Mersh, rent is due.
What's the exchange rate on something like that?
That is a terrible choice. Obviously, he's not doing it to store it away for safekeeping.
So, yeah, you're right. Is a boner worth more than flaccid?
Because I'd rather jerk off for you guys for work out a deal here.
I'd rather you didn't.
Because I don't like coming off money.
I'd rather you didn't.
But if that's going to get me...
No, it's not going to get... Okay, let me be clear. It's not going to get you anything.
I just want to jerk off.
No, you cannot jerk off on us. I can't believe that's the third time I've had to say this.
Well, I mean... We really should try to work out the exchange rate before we say no.
I was waiting for Marie to go, let's hold on.
Hey.
Let's hear him out.
What does he want to jerk off on?
I mean, all I'm saying is, you know, you have to weigh the pros and cons of every situation, and there may be some benefits that we're overlooking here. So,
what are some benefits, Marie? Give me one.
Well, I don't know. Like, off the top of my head, blackmail. You know, something.
What am I ever going to have for you to blackmail me?
He doesn't have anything. I don't want anything from him.
What about that bag of Reese's?
Royce bought those.
Yeah, I bought them.
They're technically his.
Yeah, they're mine.
Oh, well, then you're a bastard.
Get out of the house.
You've been eating them
all
day.
You jerking off bastard.
You haven't jerked off on either one of us once.
Police arrest Florida woman for violently yanking penis of ex-boyfriend.
Why would you get her arrested? I pay some people to do that.
Yeah, but wait till you see her. She probably had some big old hands. There she is. Meet LaQuiva Sherelle Wallace.
That's not her real hair.
Meet LaQuiva Sherelle Wallace. The 22-year-old Floridian was arrested yesterday for domestic battery after she grabbed and yanked on her former boyfriend's penis during a dispute inside the victim's Tampa residence. Wallace, pictured here, had gone to the home of Antonio Marcus Williams to pick up the ex-couple's daughter, according to Manatee County Sheriff's, which that sheriff's department's horrible because they're all manatees and all they do is swim in circles and eat lettuce. It doesn't help anybody. And all they do is that water smells like shit. Williams told deputies that the pair argued because Wallace wanted to resume dating. However, she also wanted a Yankee stick. Now, however, Antonio did not want to
because
another relationship.
Because she gave really rough hand jobs.
Right. The argument then turned violent when the offender grabbed Antonio's penis with her right hand and began pulling on it, which caused pain to Antonio. Williams defended himself by grabbing Wallace's forearm to prevent further violence. The sheriff's report does not detail what, if any, clothes Williams was wearing. Okay, first off,
if any.
Like, never fight
I'm
nude.
I'm assuming he was.
Never fight nude, guys.
Well, the Greeks did it.
No. I mean, when you're having a fight with your girlfriend, never fight naked because you look silly. You look silly. You're never going to win because you're the naked
what
guy.
What about that scene in Eastern Promises with Viggo Mortensen?
No, that was like
naked.
That was fist fighting. I meant like verbal argument. Don't have a verbal.
Yeah, he meant arguments that you don't want to jerk off to.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes. Not something sexy like that movie. Williams refused to file charges. Wallace was nonetheless arrested for misdemeanor battery and booked at Manatee County Jail, where bail has yet to been set. She is scheduled, whatever, she is scheduled for court appearance. So far Florida's doing pretty good, guys. We're really killing it.
Yeah, at least Aaron Hernandez doesn't play for the Dolphins.
So you're telling me this picture is not cool?
What?
This is not a good fight scene to have?
That's pretty funny. That is a good fight scene. His balls are hanging all over the place.
I can't believe Viggo Mortensen did that. That takes some guts.
And balls.
And it takes testicles more
it
than
takes
anything
else. Actual balls.
Literally.
They have to be on
but
camera.
But mostly integrity. Yes, Marianne, that is his penis. He had a full-on fight scene in the nude. Eastern Promises. Great movie.
With his dick all out.
All over everywheres.
Hey, Marsh, remember today when you told me to buy you Pepsi?
No.
Well, group finds
that never happened.
Group finds carcinogen.
Go back to that because I don't like that you make up lies.
No, I did. It's right. It's right. Pepsi's right there.
Oh yeah, you're right. I did. I'm sorry.
Group finds.
Sorry to derail the show.
You fucking dick.
Next time, I'll try to think more clearly before I interrupt you.
Chef Michael, relax. Group finds carcinogen.
I'm way hot.
Birdie. Group finds carcinogen in Pepsi products. New York, an environmental group said Wednesday that the caramel coloring used in Pepsi still contains a worrisome level of carcinogen. Ether after the drink maker said it would change its formula.
It's fine. It's delicious.
In March.
Does Coke have that or is it just Pepsi?
In March.
Cares? It's tasty.
Pepsi Cola and Coke both said they would adjust their formulas nationally after California passed a law mandating drinks containing a certain level of carcinogens come with a cancer warning label. The changes were made for drinks sold in California when the law passed. The chemical is 4-methylum, not going to work here anymore, which can form during the cooking process. Okay, here's the thing. The problem is at this point we're making Pepsi and Coke the same way you cook meth. That's the problem with it. It's not an old soda jerk putting soda water in your syrup anymore. It's going through fucking filters.
Hey, let me mix it up for you there, Mac.
No. Can I get a little extra syrup there, pal? Thanks. It'll be a nickel. Meanwhile, the company said the FDA and other regulatory agencies around the world consider Pepsi's caramel coloring safe. Coca-Cola said it had transitioned to using a – by the way, Coca-Cola, I think what's unsafe is if you let polar bears drink soda. That's can't
yeah,
be
that,
good for them.
First of all, yeah, and then second of all, you make – by letting them drink your soda, mm-hmm. they look all harmless and cute. And then little kids at Christmas time are like, ooh, look at the polar bear.
Hey, let me give them soda.
Their faces off and murder the kids.
There you go, Coca-Cola. You're murdering
Congratulations,
kids.
Congratulations, Coke.
Pieces of fucking shit.
I see George Zimmerman on trial just miles away from here. Why isn't Coke on trial?
Because Coke didn't kill a black guy.
Sure.
Well, I'm a black kid. Coke, by the way, must be said, George Zimmerman's defense attorneys are fucking beating the shit out of the prosecution. It's not even funny. It's just haymakers at this point. Prosecution has nothing.
Why would they be making hay in the courtroom?
It really does look like... Anybody ever remember playing the game Fight Night?
Yeah.
It's like playing Fight Night on easy. And you would just, that's what the prosecution's face looks like right now. Like when you're just, when you're playing it first to learn the game and you're just wailing on your opponent's face. This looks like fucking hamburger meat before it's cooked.
Well, yeah, apparently there's carcinogens in Pepsi, so you shouldn't drink them anymore, Marsh, because I don't want you.
So go back to smoking your cigarettes instead.
I plan to.
All right, I'm going to post a picture of a woman in the chat room, and I want you to guess what the crime she committed was. She's a Florida woman. There she is.
Oh, she looks sad.
There's a picture. I want you to guess what her crime was.
She sold her baby for meth.
No.
She looks like when you take a juggalo's makeup off. what I expect to see underneath.
You mean she has a trunk full of Faygo soda? Faygo Moon Mist? Your guess. Anything? No. Come on, one guess. White trash.
Eating too many frogs.
No, that's not. That's not.
She looks like if Robert Plant got run over by a bus sized Twinkie.
She had to have exchanged something terrible for something even more terrible.
She's awful.
She has a very worried look on her face.
She looks like she brushes her hair with a Skip-It. It's really bad. It's just a tangled, looks like a mop.
She looks like if Dennis Hopper was doing a biopic about Dee Snider.
She looks like if Dee Snider ate Chris Farley. That's more the way to do it. She's not going to take it anymore, bro. 17-year
Western Echo.
No, she's not 17.
Western Echo in the chat. She looks like Iggy Pop after a series of strokes.
A series.
No, she's doing good though.
Western Echo says is she coming in second in a Chef Lauren lookalike contest.
Why is her blue mascara running? She looks like, what is she wearing? Doink the Clown's makeup?
Hey, rest in peace, man. He passed away recently.
Seriously, bro.
All right.
Pour out a little liquor. I mean, not this. This is the good stuff.
No.
But like if you liquor. Have some cheap shit around here.
Yeah.
Don't pour any liquor on the floor. You could slip and fall.
Do they have any liquor that came in a plastic bottle? Let's dump a little bit of that out for him.
A 17-year-old girl attacked and robbed outside an ATM by her mother's friend who says incident was a joke. She robbed her daughter's friend at an ATM. A 17-year-old girl from Central Florida, woo, Central Florida, has been attacked after withdrawing money from a bank ATM, only to realize that her assailant was the friend's mother. Guess where she's from, Murph? Deltona.
Ah, that's a nice town.
It's not. It's horrible.
A lot of good people in Deltona.
It's horrible.
It's a farm community. A lot of on it. No.
No, it's horrible is what it is.
It really is. I met two people from Daytona.
And they all wore flip-flops.
They were all atrocious.
They all wore flip-flops, right? Guaranteed. Nobody in Daytona wears shoes. I know that for a fact.
I don't judge people based on that because I lived in an all flip-flop town before, right. And it was nice. It was a nice all flip-flop town.
Was there a ban against closed-toed shoes?
It
wasn't a ban. It was a mandate.
It was a gentleman's agreement.
Was it like that?
A gentleman's agreement
between everybody.
Was it like that town in, what was it, Flashdance? What's the stupid movie where they're not
Footloose.
Footloose.
Where they don't allow dancing?
Yeah, is it like that?
Well, yeah, but with
flip-flops?
But Mersh is a much better dancer than Kevin Bacon. How many people know that about him?
They allow dancing as long as it's not dirty dancing with Patrick Swayze.
No one puts baby in the corner.
Nobody.
Well, unless, of course, you know, you have to put baby in a corner.
Then he gets put in the corner.
To help. For instance, what if you have to help a handicapped person pass?
Then
you're like, hey, baby, we got to put
no!
you in the corner for a second.
No!
But we have to get Mr. Harrison in here. He's
not doing
he's
it.
In a wheelchair.
I'm not doing it.
Just
I'm not getting in the corner.
You just came out of traction.
I'm not. Hey, my pancreas hurts. Joey Chestnut wins again the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. He ate 69 hot
dogs. Why is that sex?
He could have ate 70, but he just didn't want to.
Oh, I get it. Because that's like when two people got their mouths on each other's genitals, like simultaneous-like.
Temperatures were heading towards 90 degrees, but Joey Chestnut's...
probably because they were 69 and...
Well, he ate 69 hot dogs, basically. And I mean, I guess that's what we're proud of in this country now.
Yup.
I don't know. Mayor Bloomberg spoke about it. Oh, I got to hear what he said.
He immediately outlawed the
Welcome,
sale
everyone.
Of any more than 68
Thank
hot dogs.
You for coming here today on the eve of the 4th of July. And as we prepare for our celebration.
Bloomberg is wearing one of those fucking straw hats. He looks like such a fucking douchebag. He looks like his name should be Geppetto and he should be walking down a boardwalk with a monkey.
Yeah, he's wearing one of those hats that you wear that basically when you like are in South Florida or Key West, it's a hat that you might as well just be wearing a shirt that says Rob Me on the
tourist. Fucking, tomorrow I don't in know Coney anybody Island, around we are here. Reminded of Sandy and the destruction that was wrought throughout New York City.
How is he relating eating 69 hot dogs to Hurricane Sandy? How is it equivalent?
Because the victims couldn't have hot dogs?
Marie, that's a stretch, even for you. That is a stretch.
You know what's weird, though? I see the picture of the guy, and he's holding up a Nathan's championship belt for his competitive
Still
eating.
More prestigious than the TNA title.
God damn it.
Bam! Stole it!
You did steal it.
Stole it! I'm sorry. I knew it was coming. I had to steal it.
Damn it.
Oh, no. Actually, that's also suicide. Hey, Dark Fox, TNA sucks.
Yeah, seriously, stop trying to sell everybody on it.
It's fucking garbage. Bully Ray looks like a child molester at this point. Stop.
How does anyone smile after eating 69 hot dogs?
Easy.
Yeah. You wouldn't smile?
No.
I mean, I would only, I you know what, honestly, I've the only reason I wouldn't be smiling is because they ran out at 69.
All right.
I'd be smiling after one, two, possibly three hot dogs. At four hot dogs, I'm going to have a slight concerned face. After four hot dogs, I'm just going to have a, oh no, what have I done look on my face. Because who wants to eat that many hot dogs?
Well, Joey Chestnuts does.
Hey, Joey Chestnuts.
It's a process that usually takes decades, if not centuries. But in the case of the late Pope John Paul II, sainthood can be achieved in a mere few years. According to reports, the late pontiff has cleared the last hurdle. That's the crowd at his funeral in 2005 chanting sainthood now.
And they were also yelling, Freebird!
Square. John Paul's successor, Pope Benedict, even waived the typical five-year waiting period to begin the canonization process early. The process is a lengthy one. First, an investigation of the candidate's life and writings must find them.
And then they do a credit check. And then they do fingerprints.
Basically, it's the same process if you want to get stuff at Rent-A-Center.
Really?
Yeah, all right. Canonized.
Listen, brother, me and Troy Aikman are going to sell you furniture. Listen to this deal, dude.
Fucking idiot.
What's that place that Hulk is plugging now, that Hulk's Bar and Grill? What's it called?
Oh, Hogan's Beach?
Hogan's Beach. There
actually,
you go.
You know what? I came in. Like,
have you been to it? Is it nice?
It's supposedly. I mean, I haven't been to it, but a lot of people I know have, and they're saying it's
Are there some girls with nice breasts there?
I guess. It's Tampa, I'm sure.
Then two miracles must be performed by Pope John Paul after death.
He has to perform two miracles after... Hold on. How do they judge that? How do they... Who says... Do they just pick miracles at random?
Yeah, that's
fine. How do they know it's him?
Yeah, that's fine.
Does he leave a... Is it like Batman? Does he have a calling card?
Boston bombing is one of them.
Whoa.
So that's...
Explain why. Oh, all the homosexuals in Boston.
Yes.
I got it. I didn't think about that. Okay. Well, we're looking for a second miracle, folks.
Twist. Then two miracles must be performed
the rice
by...
The mailings.
The Sandy Hook shootings is still under consideration.
Pope John Paul after death.
Too soon, guys, by the way.
Yeah, for John Paul.
Anybody who laughed at that, guys, come on.
Come on. We're better than that. We're not.
By Pope John Paul after death. For John Paul, those divine interventions involve the healing of a French nun who recovered from Parkinson's after praying to him.
You know what else fixed her? Probably the drugs.
Hey, by the way, Dark Fox in the chat room is bitching that we don't promo his show. By making funnier show, we in essence promoted it. So there you go.
Hey, everyone, listen to Mark Out Radio before fucking we have to call a wambulance for Dark Fox.
Yeah, all right.
Wham.
Yeah, seriously.
Jesus Christ.
I'm Dark Fox. Nobody promos my show.
Mark Out Radio. Christ almighty.
And I'm sorry, but the guys from OSW Review have a slightly more charming accent than you. Mucho man.
And a second miracle, which the Vatican has yet to shed light on, though it's believed to involve the healing of a Costa Rican woman. Vatican sources tell CNN it's this second...
Just anyone, any random Costa Rican woman?
If God was going to save anybody, they wouldn't be Costa Rica in the first place.
Yeah, seriously.
They wouldn't have been born there.
God only goes to Costa Rica to keep his money there.
Like anybody else.
Yeah, seriously.
Put John Paul on the fast track to sainthood. Faster than any other saint to be in history.
For an institution that typically thinks in centuries, this is remarkably quick.
But perhaps appropriate given John Paul himself canonized 482 saints in his tenure as pope, more than the 17 previous popes combined. But a writer for the National Catholic Reporter notes the Polish pope...
What a boring, boring newspaper that must be. The Catholic National Reporter, what do they possibly talk about?
Lots of stuff.
Like myrrh. Today's myrrh report.
Canonization isn't a done deal. To some extent, how quickly things move may depend...
Coming up next on the Frankincense Power Hour.
By the way...
Lynch and Taco Bob.
Oh, no.
Yeah, dude, because we got to work for every hour on this station to make $8.
No.
We're going to do a live remote down there at Jared Ford.
You're in the Vatican. How are you doing a live remote there?
Yeah, bro. There's Jared Ford in Rome.
Really? Where?
I didn't realize it either until like I was like, hey, it's Jared Ford. And I got drunk, partied.
How come all of your stories involve you getting drunken?
Because I get drunk and party a lot, bro. I'm a maverick.
No, you're married and you have three children.
Shh, dude, stop.
Bro. Cool, bro. Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, stop. All right, coming up next on the Catholic Fiasco, three more hours of Gregorian chant.
So, bro, if I don't pretend to like Papa Roach, I'm going to lose this gig.
Are we really going to listen to Gregorian chant?
Just 3 hours of it.
Depressing religion.
Hey, man, some people find solace in religion, okay?
These fucking Jews dance around and shit and break stuff.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're thinking of mosh pits.
Oh, that's true. I'm sorry.
So you're getting confused again. Merch always confused Jews with mosh pits.
Yeah. I get Jewish temples and grindcore shows.
That is, they don't even look alike. Even they don't even sound alike. First off, you're allowed to park at grindcore shows. You have to walk to a temple. Fucking, you see, because Jews, forget it. Manatee woman Peggy Hill, that's her real name, arrested after kissing a cop on the nose. Let's post a picture of sexy Peggy Hill here in the chat. She is a fucking hottie boomalotti, I believe is the correct word.
Whoa.
There it is. There it is. There she is. There she is.
She's stern looking.
Yep. Manatee County, Florida. Two manatee stories. A Florida woman is in jail on felony battery on a law enforcement officer charged after deputies say she kissed the arresting officer against his will on the nose. Manatee County
deputies. That sounds so patronizing.
Boop. Boop.
Manatee County deputies arrested Peggy Hill, 62, on Saturday outside of...
Peggy Hill?
Her name is Peggy Hill, for real. Her husband sells propane and propane accessories.
God damn it, Peggy.
Would you stop kissing cops on the nose? I think Bobby's autistic.
I got a girl, I got a wife in jail and a kid with Asperger's.
Deputies were initially called to the house for a dispute between Hill and the neighbor. Oh, is that the neighbor that's always mumbling? Who were arguing over a fence between their properties. This
yeah, man, and bang old policeman. Come on, we have him to bop in the nose and...
Police say Hill approached Sergeant Randy Lamb. That is his real name, Sergeant Randy Lamb.
You need to get out of here, Randy, with your cheeseburger eating.
Hey, I'm off the cheeseburgers now. And he kissed him on the nose. Lamb reportedly stepped away, wiped Hill's saliva off his nose, and then helped helped another deputy cuffed and arrested Hill. Hill was booked in Manatee County and is being held in lieu of a $5,000 bond. She is scheduled for a July 19th court appearance. That is not bad. Look.
Not bad.
Toots. Hey, Manatee County woman.
You ever like kiss a cop on the nose or you get drunk?
No.
Partied?
No. Taco.
Party drunk?
No, Taco.
Cops
no.
Party?
No. Stop. Stop. You Sorry, went to bed at 8 p.m.
Really
last night.
Really tired.
No, you didn't. 8 p.m. you went to bed.
Nah, dude. I was out all night.
No, I texted you. Did you watch the game? And you said, I fell asleep at 8. So you're lying.
Dude, you're ruining the whole...
I don't care. I'm sick of this. I quit. I hate this. Mobile meth lab found at scene of
I'm
accident.
Going to internet radio. I've had it.
Now that's just Levy. And by the way, Levy's doing good. Zephyr Hills, Florida. What? Pasco County Sheriff's deputies...
Well, because you said it, but he's not, so it's not...
He's doing fine. Okay. He's doing... Pasco County Sheriff's deputies and Pasco Fire Rescue say a mobile meth lab was discovered at a car crash scene in Zephyr Hills.
Thank God it's mobile. That way they can get away faster.
When deputies responded to...
Sorry, that was...
It was funny.
It was one of the worst jokes I've ever heard. Like, yeah. I actually pictured the gas station driving away.
When deputies responded to the call, an accident involving a truck and a pedestrian, they found the driver of the truck outside and overcome by fumes. He was taken away by ambulance to the hospital. The pedestrian was uninjured. When deputies inspected the pickup, they saw what they found appears to be a pot used as a portable meth lab sitting in the cab. The driver has not yet been charged in this case. It's still under investigation. What's under investigation? Why else would you have a pot on your front seat with chemicals in it, probably a bunch of empty Sudafed cartons in the back.
Yeah, mad scientist.
Can you guys give me some Sudafed?
I mean...
They have my picture up at the pharmacy, so they won't sell me Sudafed.
Oh, man, all these kids now want to make meth because of Breaking Bad. That show is just not... It's not good for the kids, Mersh, is what I'm trying to say. It's not. And by the way, it's coming back August, I believe. And also, I wanted to talk about this. Why is Sam Jackson posting YouTube videos of him doing famous lines? And they sound
Samuel
really bad.
L. Jackson?
Samuel L. Jackson, yes.
Doing famous lines?
Like, from different movies. Like, he's been posting...
Maybe he's doing a job interview.
No, look, check this out. And it's really bad, by the way. I'm going to let you know. Sam Jackson, Breaking Bad. He's been doing famous lines from monologues from different things. This is him doing the famous Breaking Bad, The One Who Knocks. It's really bad.
Who are you talking to right now? Who is it you think you see? Do you know how much I make a year? I mean, even if I told...
Not enough, Sam, if you're making YouTube videos.
You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, and by the way, I liked this scene the first time when it was, I don't know, good.
Oh, yeah, you're right. When Bryan Cranston did it? Yeah.
Know what would happen if I...
By the way, if you're going to make YouTube videos, can you not over-modulate, Sam? Thanks.
Yeah. Suddenly decided to stop.
Something better than your iPhone, fucking shithead. Hey, Alex Jones, cut the shit.
Going into work, a business big enough that it could be listed on the NASDAQ goes belly up, disappears, it ceases to exist without me. No, you clearly don't know who you're talking to. So let me clue you in.
It's embarrassing. I'm getting douche chills. Yeah, really bad ones.
Really uncomfortable.
Really bad ones.
Dude, really?
I think he's doing good.
What are you talking about, Marie? He's not doing good at all. He's losing
it,
his
it makes
mind.
Me want to buy Lucky Charms. So it was a commercial for Lucky Charms, wasn't it?
No.
I don't think she was paying attention at all. I think she just wants Lucky Charms, to be honest.
Yes, Marie, it was a commercial for Lucky Charms.
I want the ones with the more marshmallows in them.
Marie, I don't even think you even care. And by the way,
we'll get Captain Crunch. It's fine.
Got a text from Dr. B.
She's having a fucking seizure right now.
Got a text from Dr. Beamer. She said, get ready. He's going to kick our ass again next year in fantasy football.
Yeah,
shit.
He wanted me to pass that along to you.
By 0.1 point.
Oh, shit.
But he won, right?
0.1 point.
That was, I will say, that was one of the most, that last Sunday of the Super Bowl for our Dynasty League, I thought Mercer was going to have a stroke. I thought he was going to kill Amendola. I thought he was going to literally go to the Chargers training camp and stab him in the face.
I might still.
Because 0.1 point cost him.
I'm not putting a threat out there, but I am going to say Danny Amendola, if you're listening.
Okay, and he probably is.
Well, yeah, of course. I'm going to murder you.
No, whoa, that wasn't even vaguely. You directly said.
Should I dial it back?
Try again.
All right, to Danny Amendola of the, is it the Patriots now?
I believe it's of the Amendola clan.
Okay. Well, whatever team you're on.
Yeah.
Danny Amendola. I'll do this fake. So okay. I'm going to get this show suit.
Thank you.
Whatever team you're playing for.
Okay.
Whatever city you're living in.
Okay.
I'm going to hunt you down and murder you and everyone you love. Is that?
I don't care about the vagueness about this. The city doesn't matter. You don't have to be vague by that.
Oh.
It's the killing him.
Oh.
The issue I'm having is with you murdering people.
Okay.
Don't worry. We won't rat you out or anything.
Danny Amendola.
Okay.
I'm going to travel to your home and I'm going to make you into a corpse. Vaguely. Is that
you're still killing him. You just said vaguely after the same thing you said before. You can't. It's not.
I don't think I get your game.
It's not a game. You're the one threatening to kill people, Mersh. I'm just trying to avoid the station getting sued.
No, I'm not threatening. I'm planning.
Planning is worse than threatening.
Ooh, I like games. I'm going to go to your house, and I'm going to make you not live anymore.
No, Marie, you're doing the same thing.
Now I'm getting it. Now I'm getting it. She said it in a way that makes me get it now.
No, because the way she said it was also wrong. You guys are both wrong. You can't do that. It's going to look bad on everybody, really.
Well, I can do what I want, really.
It's that my dad. It's that I'm going to actively seek this person out and then convince them that life is not the best option for where he's going.
Okay, Punchy's got a good point. He plays for New England now, so just blame it on Aaron Hernandez.
There you go. So, Danny Amendola,
okay.
I'm going to come there, put a bullet in your face, and blame Aaron Hernandez.
It's so specific.
I'm going to blame Aaron Hernandez.
Oh my,
so
he's
okay.
Oh my God, he's going to die.
It's okay. Just
watch. Knowing Mersh, Mersh has terrible luck.
He does.
He does. He really does. And I've seen it. I didn't believe the Mersh curse until I lived with him. You got to understand, we went to Burger King the other day. They gave him a Big Mac with everything but the meat. So he just, he gets nothing right ever. So tomorrow, Amendola's going to be shot in the head. And I'm not about to be here, so I'm not going to be able to say, I don't know what you were. So you could have gone on a plane and killed him. So Mersh isn't going to kill Damian. No one's going to kill Amendola. All right, guys.
I can't get on a plane. Well, I do have JetBlue credits.
Don't use them to kill people, I guess is what I'm as a favor.
Unless it's Danny Amendola.
No,
right?
Unless it's anybody. Okay. I think at this point, we're going in circles. So don't indict me if you kill Danny Amendola.
That's right, we're going in circles, and I have to save gas so I can get to Danny Amendola's house later and murder him.
No, you're not playing the game right. You're supposed to say it vague. Like you're going to maybe stop by in the vicinity of a house that could possibly be a football player.
I'm going out.
Named Danny Amendola.
And then for some reason, he's no longer living.
Because I murdered him.
No, you're
You're not. You're just not.
I don't like this game.
I'm going out to stalk Lenny and Carl. By the way, the chat room is still obsessed with the Swedish Chef. I just want to let everyone know that is what is occurring in the chat room.
It has not stopped. The entire 2 hours.
They're very, very mad.
I really feel like that we should copy this transcript of the chat room.
I really feel like they're being mean to him. I feel like they're really being mean to her instead of that pig co-host of theirs that made me mad.
Oh, no, it's no big deal, Mersh. I'm just hanging out. Just having a good time.
But maybe he
I'm from Staten Island, and I should be on XM.
Gotcha.
Sirius.
10-4.
Sirius, not XM.
I still call it XM. I live in that world of Fringe where XM actually won that merger.
Yeah, it's better than calling what it really is, a subsidiary of 25 Taiwanese companies at this point. So that's really wordy.
Yeah, why don't we call it what it is, Liberty Media.
Which is also owned by Liberty Mutual. Not many people know that.
I'm only you.
Enjoy it. Disney will eventually buy you out.
They buy everything.
And then eventually XM gets bought out by Sirius. And Macho Man Randy Savage comes out. Much to the chagrin of Sensational Sherry.
I bet people are trying to say, to put it in wrestling terms, they want somebody to kick Chef Lauren through the barbershop window.
That wasn't vague at all.
Well, see, I'm learning the way you're being vague. I learned it from you.
It really wasn't vague. You just accented her name.
All right, everybody, can we just stop? Can we just stop making fun of this redheaded pig?
What? Nice. Come on, that's even meaner than what I said.
It's mean.
It's being mean.
Well, I said stop making fun of
her. You still called her a pig.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Remember earlier in the show when I said it's going to take you like 3 times to egg each other on and then it's just going to not be a secret anymore?
I don't know if that's true.
Remember?
We're still being pretty vague, I think.
Remember that?
I believe we're still like in that gray area where people, like only like diehards know who we're talking about.
Yeah. All right, come on. Help me out here, Midge.
You're an idiot.
Help me out here, Midge. Come on, Midge.
No, you guys are doing great with keeping it, you know, on the DL.
Oh, Punchy says, I wish we could call Chef Lauren the Blue Blazer of internet radio.
We're as subtle as Paula Deen with a gun to her face.
What do you think she's going to say with a gun to her face? I would say it too.
You know what happened in high school years ago? I got robbed at gunpoint by these black guys for weed.
And what did you do?
Do you know what I called them all night?
Oh, criminals. Bad people.
These two,
scum of the
these
earth.
Two specific bad gentlemen.
Did they steal your truck? A couple truck stealers.
I must have dropped the N-bomb 50,000 times that night.
In that 30-minute period.
In 20-minute time. Just while he had the gun out.
Oh. Oh, guys. I'm tired here. Apparently, Western Echo is saying that I am very good at being subtle. Thank you. I appreciate that.
For the record, little Matt's trying to point out that Lauren is Marty Jannetty and Rich Shawn Michaels. Listen, that is an insult to Marty Jannetty and all the working out he did.
And also cocaine.
And his beautiful feathered mullet.
Little Matt says, so if Mersh kills Danny Amendola, will Tim Tebow be the Patriots' best receiver? That's very funny.
He won't be their worst.
It's for damn sure. They're running out of receivers. Oh, God, they suck.
Well, he still got Gronkowski. He doesn't break his arm every 2 weeks.
Well, he's trying to lose both of his arms in a surgery or
Dude,
something.
What happened? Did they do a transplant, and did they put one of Michael Vick's ribs into Gronkowski's arm?
Yeah, seriously, why is Belichick's team look more like a Dave Wonstad team? What the fuck's happening? It's falling apart at the seams.
Somebody tell the New England Chargers that they really need to get their shit together.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's good.
Man, that was fun, guys. I had good a fun stuff. Show today.
Let's call it early.
Let's call it a little bit early. I think we did so good today.
You know what? You're welcome, audience.
Yeah.
That's all you get.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. No, we're not going to mince words here. You're welcome.
So we got to warm back into this.
Guys should really be thanking me.
Guys don't come back here with a torn ACL after 2 months and then fucking do a 30-minute Iron Man match.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
No.
I should be getting all the things.
You're welcome, Marie.
Why? Should you be getting
because right. I was the one that egged you on in the first place.
Whatever.
Well, you literally threw eggs at him. That's what you call egging on.
I didn't
on.
Throw him. I made him scrambled eggs this morning.
I get confused sometimes.
It was pleasant.
You know who probably cooks good?
He said, I like my bacon extra crispy, and so I crisped his bacon.
You know who looks
extra?
You know who looks who's probably cooks really good? Chef Lauren. He's a chef.
It's true.
Why'd you look up and to the left when you said that?
Up and to the left.
Because that's what people do when they lie.
No.
That's what Royce does when he lies.
No, I don't.
You're doing it right now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Up and to the left.
Up and to the left. Mersh, what outro song would you like tonight, sir?
I would like to hear anything by John Cavity and the Baby Brown Band. No, I don't know. I got Marshall Tucker Band or nothing. Do you have anything by Jackal? Do you have the one where he played the chainsaw?
Western Echo says, Royce has a subtlety of a simultaneous diarrhea and stroke on the wedding day.
Okay, you wanted the Beaver Brown Band. This is your fault.
You really pulled that out. Beaver Brown Band it is. Hey, going out, folks. Shout out to the black community.
Why? Why are we giving...
Because we're looking forward to you rioting when George Zimmerman's found not guilty. But just remember, it's not white people's fault. It's women's fault.
Here, I'll tell you what... I will play this since we were talking enough about OSW and they seem to like this music too. So we'll do this to end it. All right.
I feel like I got to fight Fireman and get his powers.
Scissorman. What a worthless bad guy.
Coming up
after us.
Stapler Man. What is he going to do?
Is there a 360 on 420? I saw JJ in the room. Does somebody? Come on. Don't be so mean.
I don't know. I'm being a dick.
Is there a 360 on 420? Does anybody know? I want to plug them, but I need to know if there is one. Oh, a lot of welcome backs in the chat. And by a lot, I mean Etticus. Hey, Etticus, instead of welcoming us back, why don't you make a fucking video?
Yeah, why don't you get to it there, guy?
Hop to it. Jesus Christ. And by the way, mentioning again, getting Etticus to speak at the live event was impossible. That guy probably said three words the entire time.
Es imposible.
Marie, why are you speaking in Spanish?
No sé.
Stop. It's really weird now.
Lo siento.
No, Marie, stop. Very odd. Okay. Is 360 on 420 next? Yes, yes, yes. No show for them tonight.
See.
No 360 on 420. All right. Blah, 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 blah. You know all the plugs.
Fuck off.
Whoa, bro. It's not how you talk to fans. They're a bunch of cunts, but you don't tell them.
That's how we talk to them.
A bunch of cunts, but you don't tell them to their face.
No, we do on this show.
Oh, well, you're right. You're right, we do. Marie, you're going to have to play the outro music. My thing's, just pick whatever you want. Just pick whatever you want. It doesn't fucking matter. Pick whatever you want. Randomly pick something. Just add the first song that comes up is fine. Whatever it is.
Sounds like a retard in Italy getting raped.
Punchy has a good point. Etticus cannot make videos promptly because he does have his own show.
Okay, you know what? But you know what? Punchy's never had a good point.
What is this? What is this? No, hold on. What is this? Marie, what are we playing out with? This fifth circle. We're supposed to be hardcore and edgy. What is this?
Beneath my wings? You're an asshole.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Turn it up. Let's go out with this. I don't care. I'm tired.